Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260. I am Kevin Passero, your host for the next hour. Don't forget to tune in next week when my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning with an excellent show. She will be talking with Mary Lee Esty, who is a PhD and licensed counselor and social worker who specializes in neurotherapy, which is a really phenomenal treatment for many different conditions, including depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, PTSD. Really, it's going to be a fantastic show. I know Mary Lee personally, and she is a phenomenal doctor. And Dana, of course, is a wonderful host. So don't forget to tune in next week. This is, of course, the Essentials of Healthy Living here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the latest in health and wellness news, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary, which is located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been a staple in the area for 40 years, providing the community with expert advice on health and wellness. So don't forget to tune in every Saturday and listen to our great show. Also, if you want to listen to any of our previous shows, we have all of them, the last 2 years of shows, archived for you to download for absolutely free on the website www.myvillagegreen.com. So don't forget to go there and download any of our previous shows for absolutely free. So without further ado, I really want to just jump right into our topic today because I think we have a lot of information to cover. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that is very near and dear to my heart, which is water purification. You know, every single time I sit with a new client, a new patient, and we discuss what's going on with their health, one of the first questions I have to ask them, besides straightening out issues with their diet and nutrition, is talking about the water they consume and the amount of water they consume. The majority of our body is composed of water, and every single physiological reaction that happens inside of our body is dependent on water in order to happen. So water is an extremely important part of health and wellness. Most people are walking around, I would say, chronically dehydrated, drinking coffee for breakfast, a glass of wine or beer at the end of the day, maybe iced tea throughout the day. All of these contain caffeine and are potential diuretics. Alcohol obviously does not contain caffeine, but is also a diuretic, which means it causes your body to lose water. So most people are somewhat chronically dehydrated. When you get people eating the right amount, the right amounts of water, they really notice improvements in how they feel: mental clarity, improved energy, better bowel behavior. And I know people often complain that when they drink the amount of water that I tell them to drink, they spend a lot of time in the bathroom. But that only happens at the very beginning, usually, while their body is adjusting to a new level of hydration. Once the kidneys and the rest of the body adjust to getting that kind of good hydration, the urgency and the need and the frequency for urination oftentimes does become a little bit less. So, you know, water quality is a huge issue because I can have somebody drinking plenty of water, but what is the quality of their water? Where are they getting it from? Most people feel very comfortable these days drinking bottled water, but as we're going to discuss in today's shows, there are some downsides to bottled water. Number one, there are some issues with the quality and the water quality in bottled water because it is not regulated. And there are other issues, like it also is not very cost effective. And two, it has a huge environmental footprint. So there are three very important reasons why it's not an issue. And we're going to talk about other aspects of water filtration, the different technologies that are out there, the best technologies that are available to you, and what I think, you know, or in our opinion, what you should be considering implementing in your home. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my special guest. His name is Houston, and he's been the vice president of Sun Water Systems, which is a company that makes very good water filtration systems, since 2001. He's spoken to thousands of people about the importance of water and health and water treatment technologies. He's a frequent guest on radio shows. He's probably been heard by over a million people. He's helped in the creation of 4 books specifically about water, and he had a career as a former Marine. So, Houston, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Passero.
Tell us your last name.
It's Tomas.
Okay, great. And maybe just real quick, we got a lot of great information to cover on water stuff, and I don't want to eat up too much time, but how did you go from being a Marine to being somebody who works with water purification?
Oh, well, really, it happened primarily because of my now wife, but at the time girlfriend, and her incessant habit of buying 4 or 5 $2 bottles of water a day back when we were poor folks and just couldn't understand why in the world she couldn't drink it out of the tap. then once I started tasting it with her, I kind of became a bottled water person myself. And then with the bottled water delivery service at the house, I thought I was making us a great decision to save money. And then I realized that at $25 or $30 a month, that wasn't the right way to go. And, and looking for a water filter, I stumbled into this industry and started reading all the different health articles about how these types of chemicals and herbicides and pesticides and the metals in our tap water supplies and what they do to the human body. And man, I really got passionate about it. And here I find myself today, 10 years later.
Wow, vice president of a great company. So good for you. So let's talk about the need for water filters. I mean, I know that, you know, when we just talked in our little pre-interview a few days ago, there were some specific concerns for the listeners on of this show because we are in the Bethesda, D.C. area and some of the stuff that happened in Washington, D.C. a few years ago. Maybe you could just sort of touch upon that and maybe talk about some of the things that people don't know about that are in our water, drinking water.
Well, we all take it for granted, and like you said, I mean, the majority of America is living in a state of dehydration. I mean, when you consider that your body's more than 70% water, your blood is over 80% water, the brain's 75% water, I mean, your liver's over 96% water. I mean, it's a common sense equation that if you're depriving yourself of water, your body's going to suffer. And certainly when it comes to drinking that water, you want to make sure that it's as pure as possible.
I mean, but some people say, oh, I drink coffee and there's water in coffee. I drink juice, there's water in juice. I drink beer, there's water in beer.
Well, your body's using that water to process sugar out and process alcohol out. So those may actually be net negatives on your hydration capabilities.
When you're
drinking your 8 cups of water a day, make sure that it's really water.
Right. There's no substitute for drinking your adequate amount of actual just water.
Right. And it needs to be pure water. It doesn't do you any good to drink a gallon of water that's full of chlorine and herbicides and pesticides and like you guys have in Washington, D.C., anti-seizure medications and anti-inflammatory drugs.
Hormones, antidepressants.
Right. Yeah, there's no reason to. It doesn't benefit your body as much when you add water, which your body is going to use to detoxify, if the water's already toxic. You need to start with pure water that doesn't have those toxins in it so that your body can put out all the pollutants that you come in contact with through the day via the air that you inhale when you're driving to work and the food that you eat and the drinks that you have that come out of plastic containers. And now in Washington, D.C., as you're saying, I'm sorry I interrupted you there, you guys do have some special concerns. I mean, for about 10 years, Washington, D.C. lied to its residents about the quantity of lead in the water. The U.S. EPA has set the legal limit for lead in drinking water at 15 parts per billion. Now, to give you an idea, a part per billion is like 1 second out of 67 years, just to put that number in perspective for you. So if you put 15 seconds in 67 years, that amount of lead in your water is what the EPA says is the legal limit. Now, we know it's toxic at levels as low as half a part per billion, but the EPA sets that limit at 15 because that's what's cost-effective to do with the 30,000 water treatment plants across the country. It'd be too expensive to provide lead-free water. Now, that 15 parts per billion, that's worst-case scenario that we want to allow. And in Washington, D.C., they tested a high school that had over 3,500 parts per billion.
So 15 parts per billion is the safety, right? And they were testing places that are 3,500?
Well, 15 isn't safety. It's what's economically feasible.
Gotcha.
We'd like it to be zero. The goal that the EPA has set is zero. But what they've mandated as the law is 15.
Hmm.
Now, the reason it was so bad is because Washington, D.C., in doing their tests, when they were getting test results that had lead in them, they were just throwing them out and not including them so that when they did their averaging, they passed. They didn't have to send letters to anybody that said that we're failing. They didn't notify the citizenry that the water had lead in it. So, I mean, when they finally got caught, it was because one of the employees went to the EPA and said, hey, we're doing this. This is wrong. Well, the reason why you guys had that lead problem is because you have switched to a new treatment device or chemical called chloramines. It's an addition of ammonia and chlorine. And what it did is it ate off all the calcium and the iron that had deposited to your service lines in Washington, D.C. over the last 100 years. And because that chloramines, which again, that's the addition of ammonia and chlorine, it ate all those minerals off and it started to dissolve the lead pipes into the water.
Mm.
Now, the reason why you guys had switched to the chloramines instead of using chlorine like everyone else in the country was because your level of trihalomethanes. Yeah, we're getting scary now. We got all kinds of big words in your water. Trihalomethanes are a chemical that are formed when chlorine comes in contact with organic matter, like dirt or leaves or anything that's organic that's in the water. When you add chlorine to it, chlorine reacts with that and becomes a trihalomethane. There are also haloacetic acids, but basically it's a family of volatile organic chemicals. There's thousands and thousands of them, and they're known to cause cancer. And because they cause cancer, the EPA has set a limit of 80 parts per billion for trihalomethanes in your water. Again, you hear these cancer-causing chemicals that we know are in our water, and they're allowed to be in our water, and they still tell us it's safe as long as it's under 80 parts per billion.
Mm-hmm.
In order to reduce that, if you add ammonia to the chlorine, you don't get the trihalomethane.
Right. So they were trying to rectify one problem by switching to another way of disinfecting the water, but that created a whole other problem by eating away the lead on the pipes in the existing water system in D.C., and hence that's how we got all the lead in the water. Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and the worst part of about it is, hey, accidents happen. Tell us about it.
Right.
Let us make our own decision and take care of our own body. But they didn't. They just lied about it.
Right, for 10 years. And we know that lead severely... high levels of lead can severely cripple brain development and contribute to learning disabilities and all sorts of problems. Lead is a major, major issue. It is a shame that they didn't let people know earlier. So, Houston, we're already up for our first break. So when we come back, we're going to pick up this conversation. We're going to talk about the other problems that we find in our water, and we're going to talk about what we can actually do about it. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by The Village Green. We will be back right after this break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Mega Food. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260. I am Dr. Kevin Passera, your host for this hour. Don't forget to tune in next week when my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning with a great show on neurofeedback. So Be sure not to miss that. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. We're going to get right back to our topic today. We're talking about water purification, getting clean drinking water. In the last segment, we were discussing some of the problems that came up a few years ago with all of the lead in the Washington, D.C. drinking water supply. I have a wonderful special guest on the phone. He's the vice president of Sun Water Systems and is going to be educating us today about what clean water means, what some of the major issues are in our water, and how we get clean water in our homes every single day. So, Houston, thanks so much for being on the phone with us today.
You're very welcome.
All right, so we trailed off in the last segment talking about the Washington, D.C. issue with the lead levels and some of the issues that came up with that. Let's talk about other things that we find in our water. What other things, if you're out there drinking the tap water that comes out of your tap and you're trusting that, you know, everybody's government's providing you with good, safe drinking water every single day, what are the problems that we're seeing coming up in water?
Well, really, the question is, what do we use in society? I mean, every chemical that we use as a nation is going to make it into our water. It doesn't matter. You spray that stuff on your tires because you don't want to scrub all that black stuff off, and then you hose it down. It just goes down the street drain, and it's gone. But what really happens to it is it ends up in our water supply. When women take birth control pills and their body processes them partially, and then they urinate them out, those make it into our water supplies. I mean, this is scary stuff. The USGS surveyed smallmouth bass in the Potomac River, and more than 80% of them were the males. More than 80% of the males are producing eggs. That's your smallmouth bass in the Potomac River. And that's because so many of these synthetic organic compounds that we use as a society and our prescription drugs, so many of them are estrogen mimickers that it's really feminizing the fish populations and the amphibian populations across this country.
Wow, it's really frightening to look at that statistic when you think about how much of an increase there's been in hormone-specific cancer, specifically breast, and pretty much, you know, a huge majority of them are estrogen receptor positive, and the growth of those breast cancers is significantly stimulated by estrogen and estrogen-mimicking compounds.
Well, they also are endocrine disruptors, and the problem with them is they're so pervasive. If there was only one of them being used in society, our bodies could probably process it. Mm-hmm. But when you look at 80% of the smallmouth bass in the Potomac having eggs growing on their testes, I mean, it tells you we're doing something to our environment.
Right. What I always learned about xenoestrogens, which is what these compounds are called, xeno meaning foreign and estrogen meaning an estrogen, is that, you know, just like you're saying, even one by itself, our body could process, but you start combining the effects of multiple xenoestrogens at once, the effects are dramatically more significant than our body's own estrogen or any one of them by itself. So we have no safety data at all on most chemicals. We have safety data on how they interact with our bodies individually, but there's pretty much zero safety data on how these chemicals interact with our body when they're combined together.
And particularly when they're combined together for long periods of time.
Well, yes.
I mean, in this country, what you're seeing is these chemicals that, and a lot of them come from plastic, like bisphenol A and phthalate, and styrene and polystyrene. Well, these chemicals in lab animals lead to early puberty. And what we've seen in the United States is last year in the United States, more than 200 baby girls under the age of 2 started their menstrual cycles. That's early puberty caused by these estrogen mimickers that are so prevalent in our society. And it's a shame because your water is the easiest part of your environment for you to take control of. Your air, you have no choice about who you drive behind on your way to work. Mm-hmm. But your water, every time you come in contact with water, it's by choice. You open that faucet at your house or at the office or wherever you are. You have the ability to take care of that water before you put it in your body. And with you being 70% water, it's a common sense equation that the quality of the water that you put in your body is going to have a dramatic effect on your life. Treat your water before you drink it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's talk about some other concerns with water. Maybe we should talk about some of the different types of water choices that are out there, and maybe we can sort of start guiding us down what a viable option is for someone that's cost effective, that's relatively convenient, that can provide them with good quality drinking water on a daily basis.
Certainly for your drinking water, there's a lot of options. Your shower water, equally as important. We can address that a little bit later.
No, let's talk about that now. Let's segue right into that. I think that's a good conversation. Let's talk about the shower water because nobody ever thinks about that.
Well, the average American or human has 21 square feet of skin. which, I mean, your skin is your largest organ. We know our skin is permeable to chemicals. You've got birth control patches, weight loss patches, nicotine patches. Well, according to Rutgers University, in a 7-minute shower, you're going to inhale and absorb through your skin more chlorine than you get from drinking a gallon of the same water. The other thing that happens in the shower is that those volatile organic compounds, those trihalomethanes we were talking about, they vaporize at a lower temperature than water.
Right.
And so what happens is when they come out of the shower head, they turn to a gas, they evaporate, and then you inhale them. And when those chemicals go into your bloodstream via your lungs, your body has no defense against them. They don't get to break it down like they do when you drink it. I mean, when you inhale radon, it's like 100 times as cancerous as it is when you drink it, because it goes really straight into the bloodstream through the lungs. And it, what they're showing in these studies is that your shower water is by far your biggest exposure to the contaminants that are in your tap water. Don't take it for granted. You run that stuff over your skin, that hot water opens up your pores. Again, they're turned to a gas, and you're inhaling them, and you're exposing yourself to all these toxic chemicals that we're talking about that are in tap water. And there's no reason to do it. It's easy to take it out. But when you talk to people in the swimming pool industry that work in indoor pools, they have a very big problem with occupational asthma. And what we find in these people is that when they leave their jobs at indoor swimming pools, within 6 or 9 months, their asthma's gone because it was truly caused by them inhaling chlorine. 52% of the U.S. swim team at the Sydney Olympics reported having asthma, and that's a direct effect of inhaling chlorine from that swimming pool all day long, every day. There was a health study done in England 2 years ago by a doctor named Kay Thicket. She followed a bunch of children that were members of swim teams that practiced at indoor swimming pools. She tested these kids' lungs prior to the summer and at the end of the summer. And the damage she found to these kids' lungs after spending an hour and a half a day in a chlorinated swimming pool was consistent with the type of damage you'd expect to find in a pack-a-day smoker of 15 years. The good news is that when these kids left the swimming pool and quit inhaling that chlorine every day, by the next summer, their lungs had regenerated themselves, and they were all back to being healthy kids. But there's, besides just the chlorine in your water, there are so many things that you inhale from that tap water, we don't know how they react together when they get in the bloodstream.
Hmm. Wow. All right, so I assume we're going to talk about, at some point, ways that you can clean up your shower water as well.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the important thing is, again, your water, like I said, it's the easiest part of your environment to take control of. You're responsible for taking care of it yourself. The city can't provide it to you in a perfectly healthy way. I mean, we use chlorine for a reason in this country. Same with chloramines. It's because cholera and typhoid and dysentery, those types of microbiological pathogens, will wipe a population out in weeks. If you get cancer because of the type of chemicals that are in your water that we use to kill those microorganisms, that takes decades. That's not the city's problem. I mean, chlorine is cheap and it's effective. And that's why, for the most part in this country, you can drink a glass of water and not die from it like you may in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I mean, just a personal story for me, I live out closer towards Annapolis. And out there where I am, we're all on wells. And I think, you know, it's important to note that just because you're pulling your water out of the ground doesn't mean that, you know, you're in the clear either. There's a lot of issues that go on with chemicals seeping into the groundwater from toxic landfills, from a leaking tank and underground at a gas station nearby your home. There are all sorts of issues and contaminants, not even to mention natural contaminants and compounds that naturally exist in the Earth's crust, like arsenic. There can be radon. There was that big story with Aaron Brockovich, where there was that toxic waste site, or it was the byproduct of a coal-burning plant, I believe, that created the hexavalent chromium that was in the water supply that was causing all sorts of cancers in population. So just because you're pulling your water out of the ground and not going from the city doesn't mean that you can ignore this issue, and it is important to consider good water filtration wherever you're drinking your water from.
If you're drinking well water, it's more important than if you're drinking city water, because if you're on a private well, no one ever comes and tests that. No one ever comes out and once a year says, okay, let's see what's in here. Let's see what type of herbicides and pesticides your well has from your agricultural neighbors that have been dumping it on the ground for 100 years. I mean, if you're drinking well water, it is my strong recommendation that you get it tested once per year, or get a good treatment device to ensure that you're not drinking water that has herbicides and pesticides and heavy metals and industrial solvents, and who knows what else your neighbors have managed to get into your well water.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of it depends on what aquifer they're in and the position of your well in the aquifer, because I believe certain chemicals float to the top, certain ones sink. So it is important to test regularly and to make sure you have a good treatment system, whether you're on city water or well water. So, all right, Houston, what we're going to do is we're going to cut to the next break. When we come back, we're going to get into this issue. We're going to go through all of the different major ways people get what they think is good quality water, bottled water, reverse osmosis, distilled water. And we're going to talk about what are some of the better ways to get good quality, safe drinking water at your fingertips easily and economically every single day. So don't go anywhere. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by The Village Green. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, and we will be back right after this break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by The Village Green. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for today, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will return next week with a great show on neurofeedback. Be sure not to miss that one. It is going to be absolutely excellent, I guarantee you. If you're just tuning in and you want to catch today's show in its entirety, feel free to log on to www.myvillagegreen.com and download any of our previous shows for absolutely free. Today we are talking about the importance of drinking water and getting healthy, good, clean drinking water into your home easily and economically. We have a wonderful special guest on the phone who's been educating us about all of the problems with different drinking waters, the different chemicals that end up in drinking water. And now in this segment, we're going to touch on the different aspects of how people think they're getting good clean water and some of the pros and cons of both. So on the phone with me is Houston, who's the vice president of Sun Water Systems and is doing a great job educating us. Houston, thanks for being on the phone with us today.
Not a problem. I appreciate it.
Sure. And so let's talk about some of these major ways, the pros and the cons of different types of ways to get water. And, you know, I think this is important because most people think that they're getting clean water. Most people aren't drinking from the tap anymore. They're using either bottled water, distilled water. They're using filters like, lower end filters. Like, I don't necessarily want to name any names, but ones that are less expensive. So what are the pros and cons of some of these different filtration systems? And tell us what might be a good way to get good, clean, safe water in your home every day.
Well, certainly we know that the majority of Americans that are looking for safe, clean water do it via the bottle. I mean, we, as a nation, we consume an average of 30 gallons of water apiece from bottles every year, which, while it's certainly convenient, and typically it does taste a little better than tap water, in most cases, about 70% of the time, it's just repackaged tap water. Now, hopefully the person that's repackaging that bottled water for you is treating it with some sort of device, but for the most part, you're probably drinking tap water out of that bottle and paying 1,000 times for it what you could get it out of the tap for. Now, does it taste better? Yes, certainly in most cases it does, which is probably why most people do drink bottled water. But we know that from a societal standpoint, it's unsustainable. I mean, 67 million water bottles every day go into our landfills. That's 45,000 water bottles a minute are going into a landfill in this country. We cannot keep that up. And the worst part is, if you're drinking water out of a plastic bottle, you may be doing yourself more harm than good. There is no such thing as a plastic bottle that does not leach into the water. Every type of plastic is going to leach something. You're either going to end up with phthalate or styrene or polystyrene or bisphenol A, known carcinogens that mimic estrogen, and they just have negative impacts on the body. So you're paying 100 times as much for it as you could if you filtered it, 1,000 times as much if you just took it out of the tap. You're damaging the environment with a plastic bottle that's going to be with us for many, many years. I mean, they don't just go away. I've seen some people say they last thousands of years. I think the consensus now is maybe they last 700 years. So when you consider that we're burying Manhattan Island with enough plastic bottles to bury it a foot every single day, bury Manhattan Island 1 foot deep every day. That's how many plastic bottles we use in this country. It's not sustainable, it costs too much, and it's not necessarily any higher quality. Yeah, it's convenient, though, so we'll give them that. But bottled water is a huge industry, $10 billion a year in this country, and people have the misconception that it's safer. The National Resources Defense Council did a big survey on bottled water, and they found coliform bacteria and many different chemicals that were way above the EPA standards for what was safe for tap water. And if you bottle your water in the same state that you sell it, you don't even have to adhere to the FDA guidelines. Nobody regulates it if it's bottled and sold in the same state. So you don't really know what the quality you're getting. They're not required to provide a report to you like your tap water is. What's another thing people use for their water? Reverse osmosis or distillation. For years, those were thought to be the gold standard. Well, what we know now is a little different. The World Health Organization did a 28-year study on people that were consuming demineralized water from reverse osmosis or distillation system. And by demineralized, I mean that when you treat water with reverse osmosis or distillation, you strip all the good, healthy minerals out of the water that give it an alkaline pH. When you run water through a distiller, what it does is it boils the water, it catches the steam, and it condenses it on the other side, and that's your treated water. The problem with that is, one, most of your chemicals vaporize at a lower temperature than water, so those get boiled and condensed and are still in your product water. Two, it leaves all the minerals behind. With reverse osmosis, what it does is it's basically a big screen door, and you're forcing water through that screen door, and that screen has such small holes in it that it won't allow anything larger than a molecule of water to pass through, so you end up with just pure water. The issue there is it also strips out the good minerals, and anything that is molecularly smaller than water is actually going to be concentrated, like some of your pesticides are smaller than water. And because reverse osmosis takes anywhere from 3 to 10 gallons to produce one, you put 10 gallons worth of water and contaminants up against that screen door, you end up with 1 gallon of water on the other side and 10 gallons worth of that contaminant are there. So you're actually concentrating those. But the worst aspect of them, besides the fact that they're very energy heavy and they're they're wasteful, that RO wastes all that water and distillation uses so much electricity. Besides those aspects and the cost of it, it's giving you acidic water that has no minerals in it. And the World Health Organization in their study determined that you must consume water that contains natural trace minerals. Otherwise, you're going to end up with long-term degenerative mineral deficiencies, things like osteoporosis. So if you can't get it out of a bottle, and the most expensive and inefficient way is distillation, and another expensive and inefficient way that doesn't necessarily give you the highest quality of water being reverse osmosis, what's the solution? Selective filtration is the best way to go. You want a technology that will take out the herbicides and the pesticides and the pharmaceutical compounds and the heavy metals, do all that while leaving in your good healthy minerals so that you keep a spring water flavor and, more importantly, an alkaline pH so that you know you're truly getting healthy water that your body has evolved to run on. I mean, we never had the exposure to demineralized water as humans until we came up with reverse osmosis. We've been evolving over the centuries and millennia to consume mineral water. We're mineral water machines. So if you want your body to run the way it was designed to, don't put diesel in an unleaded car. You want to put the right type of water in your body for your water to run correctly, or for your body to run itself correctly. And again, water is so important to how your body does everything from detoxification to processing your food and creating energy that it is very important that your body has the right type of water in it that it wants.
Absolutely. So let's talk about what a selective filter is and what that means. Because that seems to be what, you know, you say is probably one of the best mechanisms for filtration.
Well, now you can go get all the technical details at waterfilter.com. I hate to use big words like methyl tertiary butyl ether and lose the audience, but basically the way our filter products work, which, and they're a lot cheaper than you'd think. I mean, the technology has advanced so far nowadays that we're able to give you this selective filtration device for $125, and your cost to use it is 9 cents a gallon. So before we get everybody thinking that the technology is too expensive, just understand, we use a two-block system. It has a coconut shell carbon and a bituminous charcoal, which those charcoals will remove your volatile and synthetic organic compounds. It's also a selective filter so that you're leaving your minerals in there, and the way it does that is unlike that screen door on that reverse osmosis, which may be 0.001 microns is the biggest size, which a micron is 1/1000th of a meter. Our filter is a 5-micron filter followed by a 0.5-micron filter. So while it is a microscopic pore size in our filter, it's still small enough or large enough to let the iron and the calcium and the magnesium and the potassium and those things that you want in your water, because they give you that alkaline pH and that spring water flavor, you want them to pass through. Well, in addition, through an ion exchange process that removes lead and other heavy metals, we're actually adding 2 potassium ions to the water for every heavy metal ion we remove. That's going to further enhance the pH and the flavor. So you've got a process of carbon adsorption. The way carbon works is it has a very, very large surface area. 1 teaspoon of it has a larger surface area than a football field. And that surface area attracts those chemicals. They bond to the carbon and they stay locked up there in the filter. The heavy metals, like I said, through the ion exchange process, they come in, they're attracted to the receptor that's holding the potassium. So the receptor lets go of the potassium and holds the lead because it would rather have that. And then finally, it goes through that 0.5-micron stage to take out things like asbestos fibers, which are not good for you, and any type of chlorine-resistant parasite. Your Cryptosporidium and Giardia can survive chlorination, which, to give you an idea, E. coli will be killed in 2 parts per million chlorine in 2 seconds. Salmonella can live for 7 seconds. Well, your chlorine-resistant protozoan parasites, Cryptosporidium can live for up to 15 minutes, and Giardia can live for up to 48 minutes. It's got all those people sick in Wisconsin and actually killed 100 people. But if you use a good filter device, you don't have to be concerned about those types of things in your water, because you're going to take them out before you consume it. And when you look at the price per gallon being under 10 cents, the fact that there is no plastic pollution, you're not getting any of those estrogen-mimicking chemicals from the plastic, it's a no-brainer. You're better off to just bottle your own at home and take it with you.
Right, exactly. Obviously in a glass or stainless steel or non-leaching type of bottle, right?
Everything's going to leach. Plastic leaches the worst chemicals. Steel is going to leach some things into the water, and glass is going to leach them. I mean, glass will dissolve some portion of everything. Glass is by far the best, though, because what it leaches is silica. It's basically just sand.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with a stainless steel bottle, you're going to get some iron. That's not bad. But you are going to get some chromium. You're going to get some tin. You're going to get a little bit of nickel. There's just absolutely no getting around it. Whatever you put your water in, you're going to drink part of it. Glass is best. Steel is second best. Plastic, last resort.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're going to have to take another quick break. Thank you so much for sharing all that great information. When we come back, we'll be wrapping up this conversation, hitting on a few other good points, and continuing this important aspect of getting good quality, clean water into your home at an affordable price every single day. So don't go anywhere. This is the Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. We'll be back right after this break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Mega Food. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for today. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will return next week for a great show on neurotherapy with Dr. Mary Lee Esty. Do not forget to miss that show. They're going to be talking about neurofeedback for issues like anxiety, depression, PTSD. Really, a really great education. So don't forget to tune in. Remember, we're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. here on 1260 a.m. If you want to listen to today's show in its entirety or get any of our previous shows, please feel free to log on to www.myvillagegreen.com and you can download any show for free in the archive show section. Today we've been having a very good show about water quality and water filtration. Again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I think this is a very important topic. We've discussed some of the aspects of how important it is to drink enough water every day. However, 70% of your body is water, and it is an essential part of cellular metabolism, detoxification, and health in general. I think there's been a big movement towards people seeing the importance of drinking plenty of water every day. Unfortunately, as we've discussed, that's moved into people using a lot of bottled water, which doesn't always necessarily mean you're getting a better product than tap, although it might taste better. And unfortunately, it's causing a huge environmental impact with the amount of plastic water bottles that we are disposing of in our landfills every day, not to mention the huge expense that it's putting on every single person. And in these economic times, if you can save money anywhere, getting better quality water at a lower price should certainly be a priority for everyone. So my special guest has been the vice president of Sun Water Systems for over 10 years, and they provide a very good, inexpensive technology for getting clean water into your home every single day. And in the last segment, Houston talked with us about some of the different aspects of water filtration, some of the different types, and why the selective filter that Aquasana or Sun Water Systems uses is a very, very good, viable option for getting good, clean water into the home. So Houston, again, thanks for being with us on the show today.
Not a problem. We do appreciate being here. And like you said, there's just so much to talk about, and there's so many different chemicals. I mean, we didn't even touch on the polychlorinated biphenyls. And if your listeners want more information on the types of chemicals and contaminants that we find in water, we have a staff of experts standing by ready to answer the phone. Have them call 877-FDA-PURE or go to waterfilter.com. They can do plenty of reading there. But the important thing for anybody that's been listening to us to take away is, one, you do have to do something for your water. Two, and most importantly, there's no such thing as a bad water filter. They're all better than nothing. Mm-hmm. Even that little Brita pitcher that costs 25 cents a gallon to use, it's certified to take out 4 to 6 contaminants, depending on which model you buy. The Brita faucet mount, the Pure faucet mount, also a great little filter, costs about 20 cents a gallon to use. It's certified to take out 10 of these chemicals and metals that we've talked about. So there's no bad water filter. They're all better than nothing. Go buy yourself something. You can get a Brita pitcher for $20. You can get a Pure faucet mount for $30. Our drinking water system, which I certainly think is the best that's out there, it's won Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award 6 years. It's a very good filter. It costs about half as much to use per gallon as the Pure system at 9.6 cents a gallon, and the system's $125. For your listeners, we're going to set up a coupon code. If they'll go to waterfilter.com or 877-FDA-PURE and use discount code VILLAGE, we'll give them 20% off, which will bring the price of the system down to $99.99. Wow. The cartridges are good for 6 months. They're $48 when you have to change them. And not only are we going to give it to you for $99.99, we're going to give you free shipping and a free glass bottle so that you're not storing that filtered water in plastic. Put it in glass and take it with you wherever you go. It's a real nice 27-ounce glass decanter. It comes with it for free if they'll use discount code VILLAGE when they check out at waterfilter.com. But it's a very attractive system. It's appliance white. It's about the size of a small toaster. Sits right to the side of the sink, and it comes with a little hose that attaches to the end of your faucet. You don't need to call a plumber. Any woman or man can put it in. It takes less than a minute to install it once you get all the components out of the box. It really, all you're doing is screwing the hose on, plugging the hose into the filter, and enjoying good filtered water. Guys, a little bit of peace of mind knowing that you're doing a great favor for your family. You're also doing something spectacular for the planet. Every one of our drinking water filters has the potential capability of taking 3,000 water bottles out of our landfills. It does make a difference. You put 3,000 water bottles in the bed of your pickup truck, and you're going to see that you did make a difference by not drinking that water.
Now, and just to be sure, people don't just have to take your word for the fact that these filters work. All your technology is certified and tested by Underwriters Laboratory to pull out all of the contaminants that you have claimed that your filters pull out, right?
Absolutely, and that's an important thing. When you're buying a water filter, in the old days, water filter people would tell you anything, promise you the world, and you just had to take their word for it. Nowadays, there's people out there that we can go to prove our claims, like Underwriters Laboratories, the Water Quality Association, NSF. Those laboratories will give you the peace of mind as a consumer that the product you're buying has undergone some testing, and somebody comes out to our plant four or five times a year and picks products up off the shelf to test them at random. I mean, we spend a huge amount of money in going through underwriters' laboratories to certify our products to NSF standards 42 and 53 so that people know that when Houston says it takes out the gasoline additive MTBE and the benzene and atrazine and lindane and chlordane and chlorine and those chlorine-resistant parasites, that you don't have to take Houston's word for it.
Exactly.
Our system is certified to take those out. And again, if you're going to buy a water filter, make sure it's certified by somebody. And if you're only going to buy one product from us, buy our shower filter. Again, that's the most exposure you have to tap water contamination happens in the shower. The shower filter is by far the most important product we sell. It's normally $85. If they use discount code VILLAGE, it's only $68. Also gets free shipping and a free glass decanter. And you can drink out of it if you have to. It's not as good as the drinking water system, but if you can only afford one, get the shower filter. And if you're not doing it for your health, well, this will sell them. When you get out of a swimming pool, you know how your skin and hair feel. That chlorine dries you out. It robs you of the oils that keep your skin and hair healthy. Well, your shower does that to you, too. You're just kind of used to it because you've been doing it your whole life. When women take a filtered shower for the first time, they can tell the difference in their hair the very first time they run their brush through it. We guarantee softer skin and hair in 1 week. Our shower system sells better as a cosmetic product than it does as a health product, but I'm telling you, folks, if you're only going to buy one water filtration product, buy a shower filter.
Yeah, I can tell you that, you know, I mentioned earlier that we're on a well, and when my wife goes in to get her hair done, you know, all of the hairdressers, everybody around us lives on wells, so they're all used to people's hair turning colors and being really brittle. Now, we have the shower filter, but we also have your product, the Whole House Rhino, which filters all of the water that comes into your home, basically from the source of our well. And, you know, her hairstylists are amazed because they can't believe the condition of her hair and the fact that we are on a well versus everybody else who is, their hair is brutalized by it, by the iron contents and the other things that are in it. So I know these things definitely do improve hair texture, skin health, all of the things that you're talking about just from personal experience.
Yeah, and if someone has questions about their water, again, we've got a staff of water experts here standing by waiting for them, 877 FDA Pure. Call and ask us your questions. Even if you've got somebody else's filter and you're just curious about what it does for you, you call. We're going to tell you straight. We'd love it if you bought our filter, but we'd just be happier if you'd buy a filter. Everybody needs some sort of drinking water system in their house. Quit polluting our planet with water bottles. Save the money that you were spending on that bottled water, and then make yourself and your family a little bit healthier in the process. I don't know how anything could be more of a no-brainer. Bottle your own, save money, save the planet, save yourself.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's definitely the message to get out there. And when the prices for good home water filtration have come down to $125 or with that coupon code down to $99, it really makes it difficult to not justify getting a good water filter at your house. I mean, even if you outlay the $99, obviously by the amount of cost you save by not buying bottled water, you'll easily make up for that. So, Houston, thank you so much for being on the show today. We got just a couple seconds left if you got any last points that you want to put in.
No, that was it. Thank you, Dr. Passera.
Great.
If any of you are so scared after what you heard today that you have to have those water filters today, go down to the Village Green Apothecary and pick them up. They'll be happy to see you.
Great. Thanks a lot, Houston.
All right. Appreciate you, Dr. Passera. You have a good one.
All right. You too. All right, everybody. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, you can go to www.waterfilter.com to learn more about the Sun Water System filtration system. Again, this is a system that I do personally believe in, and you don't have to trust me. Everything is certified to remove the contaminants we have discussed. Or feel free to stop by the Village Green, and you can purchase any of the shower or water filters there as well. So this has been Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260.